the Midnight Cry.
Amen and amen. I decree and declare we are the head only. I decree and declare debt cancellation. I decree and declare bills paid in full. I decree and declare protection over us and our families. I decree and declare possibilities. I decree and declare compassion, that we are compassionate. I decree and declare that we have choices. I decree and declare business ideas. I decree and declare innovative ideas. I decree and declare traveling mercies. I decree and declare we are love. I decree and declare unity. I decree and declare increase. I decree and declare we decrease and God increase in our lives and in us. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I decree and declare traveling mercies. I decree and declare we are perfect, whole, complete, and divine. I decree and declare God's anointing is all in us. I decree and declare that we are gods of God. I decree and declare choices, and that God's making the crooked road straight. Prophetess, open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Thank you, Father God, for your covering, for your mercy, for your goodness and your love and your loving kindness, God. And thank you for drawing us together again on one accord, God, raising our voices up to you and thanking you, God, seeking your ears, seeking your face, God. You said where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for your love and your grace towards us. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah, who has allowed us to come to this platform to pray, God, to pray for your people, to pray for our nation, to pray for other countries, God, and peoples from all around the world, God, to pray and to intercede for them, God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit interceding for us. Thank you, God. When we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit will give us the utterance. Thank you, Father. And God, I ask you, Lord, to bless each and every person on the line, each and every prophetess on the line, God, each and every prophet listening in, God. And I ask you, Lord, to look upon the company of prophets, bless them, protect them, keep them safe, prosper them in a mighty way, God, and give them the desires of their hearts as they serve you, Lord. Thank you for all the leadership in this ministry, God. Thank you for the covering you've placed over them, for the protection you've given them, God. And I ask you to look upon those who are on the sick list, God. You know the names of each and every one of them. Prophetess Aisha Cooper, God. Bless her, Lord. Touch her body. And all of those names that have been called out over the past month, God, I ask you to bless them, strengthen them, heal their bodies, God. Give them just complete healing, Lord. We see them whole and complete. And I thank you, God, for even healing my body. Lord, thank you for your mercy. And God, I ask you to remember the children, all of those who are in school, God, school children, the fledglings, just children, God, bless them, protect them, and keep them safe, God. Turn their hearts to you, O Lord, and bless their parents, God. Bless families, and bless the elderly, Lord, those who are in the nursing homes and the hospitals, and those who are just home alone, God. Give them comfort, family around them. Give them someone to care for them, look out for them, God. And God, yes, I do want to pray for our government. Lord, remember those who are in Congress, those who are in power, even the president, oh God, give them a mind to serve you and to do what's right, and remove the hypocritical spirit, God. If it's such a thing there, remove it, God, and let them see themselves for what they truly are. Let them just turn from their wicked ways, if they have wicked ways, God, and bring them in unity to serve the public who pays their salaries, God. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy again, God. And, God, I just ask you to remember the prophets, especially the men. Bring them back to the line, God. Prophet William Richards and Michael Ellis and even Prophet Joshua when he has the time. And let them come back. We need, you said men ought to always pray and not faint. I know that means women too, God, but bring the prophets. And bring the people to the line and let them receive your healing and let them receive your goodness, God. I thank you for the work that all of the prophets do. I thank you, God, for blessing them and keeping them, God. But, God, we need more men on this line.
Amen.
And I thank you. Thank you for your covering. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father, we love you and we adore you. Father, we give you all the honor and all the praise. For this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is a day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Father God, we just thank you for our leadership, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, our master prophet, our leading lady, Pastor Prophet is Deborah Jordan, Father. Father, we thank you for the Jordan legacy. We thank you for the legacy of every family member that is on this line, Father God. We thank you for our elderly and sick and shut-in. We thank you for the continuous healing for Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Prophet Cynthia Dawson, Prophet Stephen Bostick, Brother Wally Bilal, Brother Ronald Blake. Father, we thank you for Mother Myers, Dorothy Myers, for her continuous healing and strength. We thank you for peace worldwide. We thank you for the instructions that you have given us in this season, that we will have the ear to hear your still small voice in this season, and we won't turn away from it. Father, we thank you for open doors of opportunity. We thank you for poem prophecology. We thank you for the fledglings and their diligence to come on a prayer line on Friday evenings. Father, we thank you for their love for you, Lord. We thank you for the visitation of your angels. We thank you for every thought which is an angel. Father, we thank you for opportunities to grow and expand. Father, we thank you for the nourishment that you give to our bodies through the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, and we incline to hear your wisdom, obey your law, and follow the instructions to the letter, Father. We thank you for prayer and fasting. Father, we thank you for the countries that you are really sending support to, whether it's the Caribbean islands, whether it's Puerto Rico, and whether it's Texas, whether it's even here in the United States, Lord, for we know that your angels are always on assignment, and it's always there, Father. Father, we thank you for family. We thank you for love. We thank you for determination, and we will never turn away from you, Lord, because we know that you are our shepherd, you are our God, and without you, without your son, where will we be? But we know that your guiding angels will always keep us in place and never take our focus off of the assignment that you give us. So, Father, I thank you for the breakthroughs that come from the north, south, east, and west. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your compassion. And I thank you for your mercy. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Olivia.
Father God, we just thank you this day that we come together to send up our prayers to you on this conference call. We thank you for the prophet that's on this line, and we thank you for all the listeners that's listening in. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and not lean upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. I thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic. And I thank you for the 38th beautiful anniversary of them together. And I thank you for all that they pour into each and every one of us as prophets and all the partners and all the people of God. I thank you for that. I thank you for sending a hedge of protection over all the families on this line worldwide. I thank you for protecting the children and their comings and their goings. I thank you, Lord, for the healing of Latoya Asher and the Turners and Mother Myers and Esther, Prophetess Esther, and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Minister Bostick. I thank you for Pastor Mascarene Cohen, the great health and strength that you give her and her congregation, Shekinah. I thank you for the legacies that's represented on this line, as well as the Jordan family legacy. I thank you for protection over my son, who's a truck driver, and all the truck drivers that's going to and from, traveling different states, delivering. I thank you for the men that's incarcerated. I thank you for the early release, like my son Paul Nesbitt. Give him the wisdom to continue to follow your direction, Lord, while he's inside, and encourage the men as well to know who you are. And I thank you, Lord, for who you are. And I thank you for your word, the Bible, and I thank you for your gift, the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for continually to guide the president and the cabinet, that may they know to follow your lead and not their lead. And I thank you for all things, giving you honor, praise, and glory. I thank you for open doors, new opportunities, restoration, peace, a fresh wind over the peace of all the families worldwide, and all the mothers, Mother Myers, Mother Jordan, Mother Mary Jordan, and Mother Austin. Thank you, and I give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' almighty name. Amen. I love you, Father.
Father God, I bless your name, and I thank you for this time of gathering with the prophets, Father God, and everyone that's on the line, Father God, representing themselves and representing their families and friends. I'm reminded of the scripture that says, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. Father God, I thank you for we are all blessed, and you're giving us daily benefits and blessing us every day, God. We thank you, God, for you increasing us day by day by day. The more that we reach to you, the more that you're there for us. The more that we lift your name and praise you, God, you are there for us, Father God. I thank you for all the miracles that you have brought forth this day, and the miracles, Father God, that are just awaiting for us, that are on their way, Father God. We praise you in advance for that, Father God. We thank you, God, for the mothers that are here representing their sons and their daughters, and we just continue to hold them up, protecting them, Father God, the families, those family members who are in homes, Father God, that the people working around them, Father God, will have the spirit of love and compassion around them. Those in prison systems, Father God, will find you, Father God. We're believing that they're finding you. They're going to find you, Father God. And we're trusting you that all things that are happening, nothing by accident or chance, but something there to bring us closer to you, Father God. We thank you, God, for relationships and marriages. We thank you, God, for the relationships that people dream and pray for to be married, Father God. We thank you for protecting our homes, Father God, in these hours, that no hurt, harm, or danger comes in, breaks in, sneaks in, and we cancel anything that tries to come upon us or our home. Or our homes in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for we're holding up Ronald Blake, Father God, and we cancel out that cancer demon, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Or we cancel out any addiction, any cancer situation around us, Father God, or in our families. We cancel that out, and we see them whole and complete, Father God. We thank you for even continuing to bless Sister Prophetess Aisha, Father God, in this hour. We thank you, God, for those who are mourning. You've sent the comforter for them, Father God. They're mourning their loved ones, Father God. We just continue to hold them up, Father God. We're just asking you, Father God, also to continue moving through our careers, that we have elevation in our careers, and we meet the right network also, Father God, in this hour. We thank you, God, for blessing us with our leaders. You've assigned these leaders to us, Father God, for you loved us so much. You sent us a master prophet, God, that he can show us our way. Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Lady Deborah Jordan. We thank you for them, and we hold them up, Father God, by the spiritual elbows, Father God. Thank you for letting us be a vessel, Father God. We bless your name for that. We thank you, God, for this, for Sister Glenda Purdom, Father God. that she's balanced in her life, Father God. We thank you for Ronald Blake again, and we thank you for Ronnie Frankel, Father God, and anybody here on this line who needs housing, Father God. We see the door open. We see them walking through, Father God. We see favor around them. Favor, favor, favor around them, Father God. We thank you, God, for financial miracles in our life, unexpected blessings that make you say, that's impossible, because it's you, God. We know it's you, that type of blessing, Father God. We thank you. We give your name always the honor and the praise, and God, thank you for all the prophetesses on the line, Father God. Thank you for our bodies, just moving through our bodies and our bones, Father God, and our hearts and covering us, Father God. We love you, God. We love you. We always give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and glory and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is worthy to be praised, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for dispelling any darkness from our minds and our wills, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God. May our tasks be done with diligence, oh God, and all our duties and responsibilities be granted with joy, God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us safety through the night and to this glorious new day that you have given us, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be from healing us from the top of our crown, oh God, to the bottom of the soles of our feet, God. And we thank you, God, for your covering, God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for ordering our steps, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for everyone on the line. Thank you, God, for blessing their homes. Thank you, God, for increasing their lives. Thank you, God, for healing in their lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. And we thank you, God, for giving us a clear understanding of your truth, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for having mercy on your people who are ill, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for restoring us to good health, Jesus. We thank you, God, for just giving us the love each and every day, oh God. We thank you, God, for abundance, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the cash flow, oh God. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, Jesus. We thank you, God, for giving soulmates to us, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping your marriage strong and healthy, God, and love, full of love, Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, for that, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting your light shine upon us, oh God. We thank you, God, for insight, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for connections, oh God. We thank you, God, that you are bigger than the universe and you are bigger than anything life can bring us, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for open doors, oh, God. We thank you, God, for our mission that you've given us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for letting us be an overcomer, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for our youth, God. We thank you, God, for fulfilling them, their hearts with your goodness and God, and each and every one of your people, Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, for giving us proper regard of each other, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, Almighty One, to continue to bless the schools and college and all the institution of learning, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for peace that passes all understanding, Jesus. We thank you, God, for our leaders and giving them direction in their lives and the lives of your people, God. And we thank you, Lord, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction and visit them, God, with your healing power, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Jesus. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the right connections, God. We thank you, God, for because you are the Prince of Peace, Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus. We thank you, God, for being our source and our supplier, Lord. And we thank you, God, for listening our ears, Jesus. Thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters.
Thank you, O God, in your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. For behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha. For it is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring. No man can reverse. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your glory, your honor, and your praise. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that you've spoken in my spirit, that the blessings that you have released to your people, that the promotions that you've given to your people, that the healing that you've released on this line, even now, your healing anointing. We thank you, Lord God, that the restoration power that flows even now on this call, the enemy cannot reverse it. We give you the glory, for cancer is destroyed even now. Tumors are dissolving even now by your power. Heart conditions are resolved even now. We thank you, Lord God, for heart palpitations ceasing and rhythmic, healthy rhythm of the heart is unfolding and beginning to flow even now. Blood flow is natural and healthy. Circulation of the blood, circulation in the sinews and the flesh, nerve endings healed. My God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're healing and regulating diabetes even now, and the enemy cannot reverse it. We thank you, Lord, that you're repairing marriages, and the enemy cannot reverse it. We thank you, Lord God, for promotion and elevation, debt cancellation, and the enemy cannot reverse. What you have blessed, the enemy cannot curse. And we give you the glory for the victory. We give you the glory for every need being met, every bill being paid, families being restored. We thank you, Father God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. God, we thank you for the shift. We thank you, Lord God, for your revelation, knowledge of truth. We thank you, Lord God, for the love of God that compasses about, amen, and surrounds us, Lord God, by a great cloud of witnesses, Lord God, that you love us and that you protect us and that we are your chosen and that we are your favored and that we are going forth in your glory and demonstrating your kingdom. We give you the glory and honor and praise, Father, for victory and breakthrough. We give you the glory for debt cancellation. Lord God, we break the bands of wickedness and we break the back of the oppressor. My God, Lord God, those that are holding on to the purse strings and the loans and the mortgages and refusing to release, O Rabakate Basha, we snatch it out of their hands. O Rabakasheta, Lord God, we thank you for the new homes. We thank you for the new promotions. We thank you for the new cars, Arabashe. Lord God, those that have received denial after denial, Lord God, they will go back now and receive the yes, and they will drive away in their new vehicles. We thank you, Arabashata. We thank you, Lord God, for the glory of God that shall be revealed. We bless you, Lord God, for our Archbishop. We bless you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless you for them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the unexplainable wealth. Lord God, wealth and prosperity that makes no sense. Lord God, even the politicians, Lord God, that are working diligently to block and oppress your people, Lord God, you are tripping them up, and commanding, Lord God, a slipping of the pen, a commanding of a blind error that's going to cause your people, your chosen people, to receive the prosperity that you have declared unto us, Lord God. We break the band of wickedness that's trying to steal the health care, that's trying to steal the resources for the poor and disabled, God. We break the parable resheta, ereke shalaba. We cancel every plot and every plan, Lord God, and every snare and pitfall that's set up for your people that the enemy falls in himself. And we thank you, God. We thank you. Only with eyes shall we see and behold the reward of the wicked. And we bless you and we glorify your name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, I am going to share this with you. I was waiting on a response to a message, and I don't know if I got it, but I want to make sure that we never are disconnected again. We need to underwrite this call. We need to keep this lifeline going. Amen. And so I don't have the information tonight, but I'm going to challenge you to join me with a 7777. Why? Because when I got on this call, there were exactly 77 people on the call. Now there's 82. There was 83 a second ago. But there were 77. When I saw 77, I went to my mail and opened Archbishop's letter, and guess what? He was requesting the 7777 seed. And God has released in my spirit that what he is releasing to us, it cannot be reversed. The deal is sealed. 777, that's a master number, and it marks completion. It's complete. It's done. It's finished. The miracle, the blessing, the promotion, the debt cancellation. My God, the enemy cannot stand. He is defeated. The blood of Jesus covers us and fills every crevice, every crooked place is made straight, every rough place is made smooth. Every mountain is made low and every valley is exalted. We shall cross over in an even place. And I'm asking you to stand with me with your seed. Amen. We need to let Pastor and Archbishop know that we are standing and we are a yes, and we are going to keep this call going, and we want to expand it, amen, and build upon it and globalize it as the prophetic is being globalized, amen. And you can text, amen, to 646-762-0433, and in the text put Midnight Cry. Because I want Pastor and Bishop's heart to be made glad, and I want them to know that we are standing in prayer, and we are standing with our seed. And I want you to join me with that seed, those that would. Amen. And as for the announcements, let's move forward with the announcements. Please mute your call.
Yes. Can you repeat that number one more time?
Yes, yes, and yes. 646-762-0433. And text Midnight Cry. Because I want Pastor and Bishop to know that we are standing to keep this prayer call going, and we are standing with Pastor and her vision for this prayer call. Amen. We want them to rest and be filled and with joy as they relax but we want them to know that we are going to stand and keep this going. Amen. And again, we want to join Archbishop Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at this same number for the teaching that under the teaching of a woman called Adam. Amen. They're still in that book. Amen. And it's been absolutely powerful. And again, let me remind you to register for Prophecology, those of you who are attending that conference, which should be everyone on this call. Amen. And Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon. 12 noon. We have Wisdom Wednesday, Theocracy Thursday, Man Cave Monday. Amen. Checkup from the neck up. I'm telling you, these calls are absolutely powerful, and you don't want to miss them. And then again, at 11:52, we will be gathering and preparing for the Midnight Cry. I want to encourage some of you prophets to come out of the background and come onto the forefront, and let's stand in unity. Amen. And bless, amen, the people of God. Stand for them. If you stand for others, God will stand for you. If you fight for others, God will fight for you. Amen. Let's also post this number on your Facebook pages. I got a call while I was at work. A sister in the Lord had several murders across the nation, several murders in her family, close relatives, son in jail. Just so much is going on. Amen. And I'm not talking about people that's in the world. I'm talking about people of the kingdom. They are going through, and they need to be on this call. They, you know, you're not covered. You need to be covered by the prophets. Amen. And there are many on your Facebook friend. Many of your Facebook friends need to be covered. So why won't you post this call on your Facebook page and be a lifeline for someone else? Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Again, go ahead and get your seed in the ground, 646-762-0433. Text Midnight Cry. Let Pastor know. Yes.
Prophetess Olympia, I just want to remind the people today at 12 noon for our Pop Life call. We're going to have an extraordinary guest. The topic is going to be, will the real you step forward? And we are graced and favored to have Bishop Shamar Womack L. that will be on the call.
Whoa.
Between 12 and 1 this afternoon. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend. It's going to be powerful. You know, health, our health is important. And again, the topic is, will the real you step forward? Amen?
Wow and wow. I tell you, if I had a jealous spirit, I'd be jealous right now because I have to be at work. But I love Bishop Womack, and I know it's going to be a marvelous time. And, you know, we can pray for healing, but health is our wealth, and he is a master teacher on how to take care of your bodies. Amen. So this is going to be absolutely wonderful, and thank you, Prophetess Olympia, for bringing that to the forefront. Amen. So
amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Again, one last time, 646-762-0433. Text Midnight Cry. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.
Peace, God.
Let's say, everyone.